Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and shine within your people here.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heavens splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice, let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day.
Let us pray. Creating God, in love you breathed into dust the breath of life. In your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, you show us the way and truth that leads in life to you. We acknowledge our transgressions and our sins are ever before us. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, nor take your loving spirit from us. Restore in us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit. Amen.
A reading from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." I'd like to invite our young people to come forward. Young folks of all ages, come on up and join us.
You remember this day last year? I bet a lot of us remember this day last year. Yeah, Pastor Brad used a maze. This maze, one of the names for it is a maze, so good job, Sam. The other name for this is called a labyrinth. Where have you seen a labyrinth before? We have a labyrinth. It's outside, right? There's one right outside that we can walk on. And a labyrinth is a special prayer that you, a special place where you walk, and you walk a very special path, And while you walk that path, you can talk to God, and you can listen to God, and you can come close to God, and God can come close to you. And on this night, that's called Ash Wednesday, it's the beginning of Lent. And during these next 40 days, during this season of Lent, when we get ready for Easter, we're going to be walking a very special path with Jesus. We're going to be thinking in these 40 days about all the things that he did for the world and all the ways that he showed us how much we were loved by God. And we're going to get ready for Easter, and we're going to remember and think about and put into action and practice all the ways that we can be like Jesus and walk the path that Jesus walked in our life. So I wanted to bring up our labyrinth to tell you about this path that we're going to be walking for these next 40 days together in Lent while we get ready for Easter. And I have a special path for you tonight. Emma, would you hold on to that and give me those right there? I have a special path for you to take with you. I have a labyrinth. You've got one, Sam, right? Okay, Sam got one. Anybody who didn't already get one, or if you want to take another one, you can take a labyrinth with you, and you can color this labyrinth. And let me show you something special. You can use your finger, and you can walk the labyrinth with your fingers. You used it as a maze. You can use a pencil, or you can use a pen. You got another one? Okay, anybody else need another one? All right. You can use a pencil or a pen or your fingers, and you can walk the labyrinth. And you can think about a pencil and a pen. And you can think about all the ways that we walk with Jesus during the season of Lent. Okay? All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. Anybody else who needs a labyrinth? I got a whole stack. All right. You guys can go sit with your families. Thanks for coming up.
Come to a place apart. We see Jesus doing this all the time in his ministry. He takes the opportunity, whenever it presents itself, to go to a place apart and to pray. Lent for us is an opportunity for us to enact in our own lives the 40-day wilderness sojourn that we know begins his ministry. In the Synoptic Gospels, as he rises from the waters of baptism, he is literally driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to experience all of the temptations and challenges of life just as we do, but to show us that there is a way forward, a way through, that will keep us connected to God. It's like a labyrinth journey. It has a destination in view, but it's much more about the path. It's reflective and contemplative. It can be a place of healing. It can be a place of new discovery. Lent takes its own pace. It will not be rushed. Historically, this was a time when people who were preparing themselves for baptism entered into a time of real intense focus and study. 40 days of preparation prior to the celebration of Holy Week. And it's a practice that we can trace back all the way to the Council of Nicaea, 325 AD. Lent has been bringing a pace and a rhythm and a sort of time out for life, for centuries. God calls us out from the noise and the complexity and the busyness of our lives, out to a place where we can set aside our preoccupations for a while, out to a place where we can attend to and be ministered to by the one who is the giver of life. In this season, we're making forgiveness a particular focus of our Lent journey. We take time to focus on the things that conspire to separate us from God, from one another, from God's world. We hear God's gracious invitation in our reading tonight. Repent. Turn from places of sin, from places of separation in our lives. Turn toward the one who is healing and redemption and forgiveness itself. We begin that journey tonight together. It begins with a leveling, a reckoning of the mortal reality of ourselves and this experience of life that God gives us. It reduces to the very clay from which we are formed. God is calling us out to a place apart. God is inviting us into the wilderness where God promises to speak to us. Amen. It's been a tradition since the institution of Lent to mark the beginning of this passage with a tracing of the cross of Christ on our foreheads, in the same way that it's been traced there before in the water of baptism, in the same way that it's been traced there with oil in sacramental healing. And now tonight it will be traced there with the ashes of the dust from which we are formed, and the reminder, the leveling, the humbling that God talks to Solomon about. To begin this journey, we begin it at the beginning of life, the clay in which God breathes. You are dust, and to dust you will return.
You are dust, and to dust you will return.
I invite you now to begin this journey. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always dwell on your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love.
We take this opportunity to gather the harvest of our offerings. Our offerings in this Lent season will be divided between the Southwestern Texas Synod Assembly offering that we bring each year and Bread for All Food Pantry in support of a growing number of people who are depending on that for vital nutrition.
Called by my name, shall see my face.
Please stand as you are able. With open hands and open hearts, we have received the bounty of God's blessing. And with open hands and open hearts, we share it as liberally and generously ourselves. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. God never calls us forth on a journey for which everything has not already been provided. And here at a table of God's preparation, we are welcomed and fed with the bread of life and the wine of forgiveness for nurture and sustenance and strength for the days ahead. With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so remembering me." And in the same way, taking a cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember. And we pray in the words our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All are welcome at this table. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
Make it ever true.
Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in his grace. Amen.
As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other. and for the world. Let us pray. Lord God of all, Creator, Wisdom Giver, Lover of souls, at this time of year, as we enter into this season of Lent, may we be reminded of your love for us. May your gift of wisdom fall like rain on our souls. Living water of salvation,
be the fountain of each soul.
We pray today for all those who need to feel your presence and need a reason to exist. Lead us to be your presence for them, where they in turn find that reason. Living water of salvation,
be the fountain of each soul.
Lord, we pray for all those who are sick or grieving this day. We name them before you now in our hearts and with our voices. Mary Beth Farrell, Betty Deans. Living water of salvation,
be the fountain of each soul.
Lord, keep us ever mindful of your presence as we take this Lenten journey. Come near to us as we seek to come near to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We're going to end this evening with a song from Tom Hokanson. He can't be with us tonight, but he's written this, and we're going to be departing in peace afterwards.
Lord, will you be my intercessor with the ones who need to hear forgiveness? Break the chains that bind my heart to darkness. Heal the scars that keep me from your light. Wherever there is cause of separation, lead me to the path of restoration. Let me offer hands of love and kindness. Release me now so I can fly again. Lord, will you be my intercessor with the ones who need to hear forgiveness? Break the chains that bind my heart to darkness. Heal the scars that keep me from your light. Wherever there is cause of separation, lead me to
Let's stand together.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other as we leave this place.
Peace be with you.
God's peace.
God's peace.
God's peace.
God's peace.
God's peace.
make it fast.